done now.
Broadcasting live from Houston, Texas, and around the world.
And around the world.
TV host, best-selling author, and radio personality Brad Gilmore brings you a collection of conversations with stars from movies.
Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, how are you?
The legendary Mr. Christopher Lloyd. Christopher, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Great introduction.
Television.
Jimmy Fallon joins us this morning. Jimmy, how you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Thank you so much, Brad, for having me. I appreciate this, bud.
Kelly Ripa.
Brad, thank you for having me.
Comedy.
Jay Leno joins us. Jay, how you doing?
Hey, Brad, what's going on?
Gabriel Fluffy Iglesias.
Good morning.
Music.
Lola Monroe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
The legendary frontman of AC/DC, Brian Johnson, joins us right now. Brian, how you doing?
Good morning, Bradwood. Lucky to talk to me, funny lad.
Grammy Award winner Maya joins us.
How are you?
And more.
And more.
This is the collection. Now your host, the boat, Brad Gilmore.
And here we are with three of the stars of the show, the crossover on Disney Plus. Deja, Trevor, and Skyla join us right now. How are y'all guys doing?
Fantastic. Amazing.
I love the energy and I love the vibe of this show. Deja, I want to start with you. How excited are you for people to finally see this product?
Oh my gosh, we've been working on it for so long. I'm just so excited for them to really enjoy with their family and friends and sit there and really relate to all the stories and the fun in the crossover.
The show is a lot of fun. I mean, watching it, it kind of gave me that throwback. I used to be an educator for a moment, and so it put me back into when I was a high school coach, not for basketball, but it gave me that vibe of the school spirit. Trevor, for you, what were the basketball skills like before the show, and what are they like currently for you? I mean, can you tear it up on the court now?
Yeah, no. So I've played high school, middle school basketball, you know, my entire life. But actually going onto the set and working with Khalid and Hernando, some overseas players, I came back and I had skills that, you know, I didn't have before, handles I didn't have before. And even like coaches, when I come back to the home school, they're like, wow, you can do that now. It's like, you know, I worked with some cool people. So, yeah.
Now, Skyla, you have an interesting, you're an interesting character in the show because you play, without giving too much away, you're a romantic interest, let's just say. How is it for you to play that and be that character in the crossover?
I think it was definitely some adjusting to do. I mean, I have never had a romantic partner, so that was an interesting adjustment on set. But the characters in the show, without giving anything away, the characters in the show, they're all great. We all vibe together. So, I mean, it just felt like home when we were all on set together.
Now, Deja, in this show, there are a lot of big words that are used, vocabulary words of which I have never heard in my 30 years on this planet that made me grab a dictionary and go to Google. What is one that you learned on the set that you're going to keep using in your daily life?
Poker tunis.
And tell people what that means again.
It just means like, Skyla, take it away.
Yeah, okay. Pulchritudinous, having great physical beauty and appeal.
Look at that. You could say it, maybe not use it in a sentence, but we could at least say it. Deja. And Trevor, you know, you having the basketball background and like you said, honing in your skills during this filming of the crossover, I got to know. Like, who's your player? Who's the player that you like to kind of, I guess, style your game after?
Yeah, so growing up, I've always loved Kevin Durant. Now, of course, Kevin Durant is different. But just the way that he is, he's not the biggest, he's not the strongest, but he still puts up the most points on the court and will get that win. That's the way I like that mentality, Kobe's mentality, that, you know, he's the best and he's going to go out there and win. That's kind of what I've pulled into.
I agree with you on Kevin Durant, by the way. I'm a Houston Rockets fan, so James Harden's always high up there for me, as well as the Dream, Hakeem Olajuwon. But I got to go back to Skyla. On this show, you have so many great mentors, both the characters that are in the crossover and the actors on set, you know, chiefly Derek, Luke, and of course, Sabrina. What is something that you've learned watching them or a piece of advice they've given you on set that you're going to carry forward?
Yeah, I think they've given me that even in these, like, you know, there's a this show is a little heavy, right? So they have their heavy moments, their dramatic parts, but even in that, we have to find, you know, the light on set. We have to make sure that we're not taking in internally like our character's weight, our character's baggage. You know, if we're doing one of those heavy scenes, we have to be able to get out of that, whether it's, you know, making faces on set, you know, and if we see somebody else getting sunken in, like being able to uplift them as well. I think I learned that from them.
Well, the show is great. Trevor, Deja, Skylar, thank you for joining me here on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for
Thank
having
you.
us.
Thank y'all.
Hurry up, tape running out.